Morning, it's good to be here with you this morning, worshiping our Lord.
早上好，能够在这里一同敬拜神，非常的好。
You can turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23.
我们打开圣经诗篇第二十三篇。
As you do that, I'll tell you a story. There were these two missionaries who once came across a shepherd boy while they were ministering in Scotland.
大家翻开圣经的时候，我给大家讲一个故事。有两个从英格兰的宣教士，他们来到苏格兰，遇到一个牧童。
And they wanted to tell this boy about Jesus, and since he was a shepherd, they decided to go through Psalm 23.
他们想要把耶稣基督介绍给他，因为他是一个放羊的，所以他们就用到诗篇第二十三篇。
And they read him the psalm line by line and encouraged him to memorize the psalm, which the young boy did.
他们就把诗篇一行一行的读给那个孩子听，让他背下来，这个孩子就背下来了。
They left the young man and they spoke to him more about Jesus.
他们对这个孩子说，讲了更多耶稣基督的事。
And they told him that one day he would know this psalm and would recite this psalm.
告诉他有一天你会知道这，你会了解这首诗篇，并且能够背诵。
With a different emphasis.
但是重点却不一样。
That is, he would say it this way.
你要这样说。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
This morning we are turning to what is perhaps the most beloved psalm in the entire Bible.
今天我们要看的是，也许是圣经当中最喜欢的一首诗篇。
When we hear Psalm 23, there's one of two reactions.
当我们听到诗篇二十三篇的时候，我们会有两种反应。
Either yes, that's my favorite.
一种是 yes, 我是这是我最喜欢的。
Or no, not that one again.
或者说 oh, 怎么又是这一篇？
It's kind of like this, the hymn Amazing Grace.
就好像
so familiar to us.
就好像奇异恩典这首诗歌对我们是那样的熟悉。
It's so overexposed at times.
结果呢，就常常被滥用。
That those who sing it have no idea about the grace of God. Many who sing it have no idea.
甚至很多唱这首诗歌的人根本不知道什么是神的恩典。
Well, many have memorized the 23rd Psalm, having no idea that the Lord is their shepherd.
也有很多人他们能够背诗篇二十三篇，却不知道耶和华是他们的牧者。
I pray that today, as we go through this psalm, that you would find this to be one of your favorites.
我希望我们今天学习这首诗篇的时候，你也会发现这是你最喜欢的。
And that you'll understand why it has been a favorite of the church for ages.
也能够明白为什么历史历代以来这也是教会最喜欢的诗篇。
Let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，却不怕遭害。因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
This morning, as far as an outline, what I'll be doing is first, we're going to look at God as shepherd in the Bible.
我今天所要讲的是这样，我首先要提到。在圣经中，圣经告诉我们说，神是我们的牧者。
We will see God the Father as the shepherd of Israel, and then we will look at the Lord Jesus Christ specifically as the good shepherd.
我们首先要看到父神是以色列的牧者，我们特别要看主耶稣基督，他是好牧人。
Secondly, we'll look at the psalm itself. We'll go verse by verse through the psalm.
然后呢，我们要一节一节看诗篇第二十三篇。
And then I will close with a personal challenge to each of us.
最后呢，我要向每一个人发出个人的挑战。
As we've already prayed, we just ask the Lord for His Spirit to speak to the hearts of His people.
就像我们所祷告的那样，愿神的灵向我们每一个人说话。
And the Word to accomplish what He desires it to.
使神的话可以完成神的旨意。
God is our shepherd. We see this throughout the Bible.
我们在整个圣经都看到神是我们的牧者。
All the way back in the Garden of Eden, God was the shepherd of Adam and Eve.
其实就是从伊甸园开始，神就是亚当和夏娃的牧人。
He walked in the cool of the day, overseeing and lovingly leading and feeding Adam and Eve.
他在天起了凉风的时候来到伊甸园来寻找看顾喂养亚当和夏娃。
After the fall, God continued His shepherdly and pastoral oversight as His shepherd qualities continued.
在人堕落之后，神继续让我们继续看到他继续用他牧人的品格来牧养我们人类。
When Jacob came to bless his children, the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, at the end of his life.
当雅各在他生命的最后来祝福约瑟的儿子马拿西和以法莲的时候
The book of Genesis says this The God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked The God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day Bless these boys
在创世纪第四十八章十五节十六节雅各就给约瑟祝福说愿我祖亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神就是一生牧养我直到今日的神救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者赐福于这两个童子愿他们在我的名下和我祖亚伯拉罕我父以撒的名下又愿他们在世界中生养众多
Similarly, when the psalmist AsaphDescribed God, he called upon God as the old shepherd of Israel, and he called on God to lead Joseph like a flock.
同样
Psalm 80, verse 1.
在诗篇第八十篇，诗人亚萨说：“领约瑟如领羊群之以色列的牧者啊，求你留心听，坐在二基路伯上的，求你发出光来。”
David, who's the author of Psalm 23, was a shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇的作者大卫，他本人也是一个牧人。
In 2 Samuel chapter 5, God called David to be the king of Israel while he was yet a shepherd. He said to David, "You shall shepherd over my people Israel."
在撒母耳记，当神呼召大卫来做以色列王的时候，他说：“你要牧养以色列，我的民。”
And the prophets Nahum and Isaiah speak of kings as shepherds.
同样先知纳洪和以赛亚也讲到说列国的国王也是子民的牧人
Likewise the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11 describes the Lord and he talks about his tender care the care that God has for his people as a shepherd
同样以赛亚在以赛亚书第四十章讲到神看顾他子民的时候也讲到他是一个牧人
He says, I will tend his flock like a shepherd. I will gather the lambs in his arms. He will gather them in his bosom and gently lead them that are with young.
第四十章第十一节，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
The Lord is shepherd in that he leads his people, he guards his people, he protects his people.
神是我们的牧人，他引导保护他的子民。
Turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. Ezekiel, chapter 34.
以西结书第三十四章。
In addition to the Lord leading and guiding, in Ezekiel 34, we see Israel's shepherd, God, nourishing and restoring his people.Ezekiel 34, verse 11.
以西结书第三十四章第十一节，就讲到说，除了神引导他的子民之外，引导保护他子民之外，他还喂养他的子民。
Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep and that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds in thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel.
主耶和华如此说，看哪，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊，我必照样寻找我的羊。这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散在各处，我必从那里救回他们来。我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故乡，也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边境内一切可居之处牧养他们。我必在美好的草场牧养他们，他们的圈必在以色列高处的山上，他们必在佳美之圈中躺卧，也在以色列山肥美的草场吃羊吃草。
So we see the shepherd of Israel, God, giving his people rest, feeding them.
我们看到以色列的牧者神给他们，让他们有草吃，让他们得到安息。
Look at verse 15, we see the shepherd granting the people rest in verse 15.
在十五节我们看到神让他的子民能够躺卧。
He says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God.
主耶和华说，我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。
We see the same language here that Ezekiel uses, that in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
我们在这里看到以西结用的语言和诗篇23篇是一样的，就是他让他的羊躺卧在青草地上。
Now, while we see God as shepherd throughout the Old Testament, we can't fully appreciate God as shepherd until we see the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们在旧约里面看到神是我们的牧人的时候，我们一定要看到新约他是我们的牧人，我们才能够完全的明白。
In one of those beloved I am passages of Scripture in John chapter 10, Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章有一段是我最喜欢的经文，就是主耶稣讲说我是好牧人。
He says, I am the good shepherd, and he identifies himself as both God by saying I am, and by saying he's the shepherd, he's also identifying himself as God.
当他说我是好牧人的时候，他就等于说他自己就是神，他把自己是好牧人这个神他自己就是好牧人，他就是神这个好牧人。
God himself identifies Jesus as his shepherd in Zechariah chapter 13 verse 7.
在该撒利亚书第十三章第七节，神也说耶稣基督是他的牧人。
This is what God says.He says, Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
神说，万军之耶和华说，刀剑哪，应当兴起，攻击我的牧人和我的同伴，击打牧人，羊就分散，我必反手加在微小者的身上。
So even God calls Jesus my shepherd.These words in Zechariah 13:7 were fulfilled by Jesus in his arrest and crucifixion.
甚至神自己都说耶稣基督是我的牧人，而这个预言呢，就是在耶稣基督被钉十字架上应验。
How is it that Jesus is a shepherd?
耶稣基督怎样成为一个牧人？
In Jesus' own words in John chapter 10, verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
耶稣基督是如何成为我们的牧人呢? 用主自己在约翰福音第10章所说的话, 就是我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命。
So first and foremost, Jesus is our good shepherd because he lays down his life to save us from the enemies that threaten us.
首先最重要的, 耶稣基督是好牧人, 他为我们舍命, 他把我们从我们周围的仇敌之中拯救出来。
He lays down his life. He died for us.
他舍命, 他为我们而死。
The book of Hebrews also identifies Jesus as the great shepherd. And it says that not only did he shed his blood unto death, but he was raised from the dead.
希伯来书也说, 耶稣基督是大牧人, 因为他不但为我们死, 他也从死里复活。
So the heart of the gospel, the heart of the Christian faith is found in the good shepherd in his death and resurrection.
所以福音的中心就是神的, 我们信仰的中心就是耶稣基督他为我们死而且从死里复活。
So if we understand the good shepherd analogy rightly,
如果我们能够正确地明白牧人这个比喻,
it preaches the gospel to us. If we understand Jesus as the good shepherd, If we understand Jesus as the good shepherd, we will understand the gospel.
如果我们明白耶稣基督是好牧人，我们就明白了福音。
And that is the good shepherd does it all.
是好牧人做了一切。
He leads you.
他带领你。
He died for you.
他为你而死。
He rose from the dead for you.
他为你从死里复活。
He seeks and saves the lost sheep.
他寻找拯救失丧的羊。
In the analogy of the shepherd and the sheep, we are sheep.
在这个羊和牧人的比喻里面，我们是羊。
Sheep are stupid animals.
羊是愚笨的动物。
They cannot feed themselves.
他们不能自己喂自己。
They rely on a shepherd.
他们依赖牧人。
They rely on a shepherd leading them to good pasture.
他们依靠着牧人带他们到青草地。
And that good pasture is the Word of God.
而这个好牧人就是神的话。
Whether you're reading it for yourself,
无论是你自己读,
or you're hearing it by a preacher,
还是传道人讲了,
that is your nourishment. That is how you grow. You grow from the Scripture. You grow from the Word of God.
这是你的粮食, 你是因着神的话而得到供应, 而成长。
When we assemble together,
当我们聚在一起的时候,
we are coming together in order to be fed by the Good Shepherd.
我们是聚在一起使好牧人可以牧养我们。
When we come and gather in our church,
我们在教会里面聚集,
it is Christ making us to lie down in green pastures.
是耶稣基督使我们躺卧在青草地。
He's restoring His church.
他使他的教会苏醒。
And this is the one and only way it happens through the Word of God.
这只有借着神的话才能够发生。
It's not by having a great worship band.
不是因为有一个非常好的乐队。
It's not by having a great youth ministry.
也不是因为有一个青少年的好的青少年的牧师。
It's not by a lecture and how to be a good person or good morals.
也不是一个让我们成为好人或者成为一个有道德人的演讲。
It's not by having a service that makes us feel good.
也不是让我们感觉好的一个服饰。
But the one place where God's sheep are fed, the one way that God restores His sheep is in the Word of God.
神能够牧养他的羊的唯一个地方就是神自己的话。
And that's why Paul tells Timothy, preach the Word.
所以这就是保罗为什么告诉提摩太要传神的道。
This is our green pastures, brothers and sisters. This is where we are fed.
这是我们的青草地，这是我们得供养之处。
Now as we turn to the verses of Psalm 23, with that background of understanding God as shepherd and Jesus as shepherd,
让我们知道神和耶稣基督是我们牧人这样的背景之后, 让我们现在来看诗篇第23篇。
With that background, I think you'll understand why it is that Psalm 23 is a description of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有了这样的背景, 我们就可以知道为什么诗篇23篇是告诉我们说, 耶稣基督是我们的牧人。
Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd.
第一节, 耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord, God,
耶和华神,
the eternal one of heaven, has condescended to be our shepherd.
那位永远在天的却降卑成为我们的牧人。
We have seen that God is a shepherd of His people. But Psalm 23 verse 1 is unique by the pronoun my. The Lord is my shepherd.
我们看到神是他子民的牧者,但是在23篇第一节我们却看到这里面说耶和华是我的牧者。
In the original language in Hebrew, that word my is emphasized.
在希伯来原文当中,我的这个词是被强调的。
The psalmist is boasting about his relationship with God.
这个诗篇的作者乃是夸为着他和神之间的关系而在夸口。
David is boasting here. He's saying of all of the shepherds, of all of the people, of all the kings, of all the leaders, this Lord is my shepherd.
大卫在这里强调，在所有的人当中，所有的王当中，所有的领袖当中，这个耶和华是我的牧者。
And then he says, the Lord is my shepherd. What? What's the result? I shall not want.
他讲到耶和华是我的牧者，结果怎么样呢？就是我必不致缺乏。
If the Lord is your shepherd, you lack nothing.
如果神是我们的牧者，我们一无所缺。
The Lord is my shepherd. He will take care of me. He will protect me.
如果神是我的牧者，他会照顾我，他会保护我。
And when I'm hungry,
当我饿的时候,
He will make me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地,
and when I thirst, He will lead me beside still waters.
当我干渴的时候, 他带我到可安息的水边。
And you see that in verse 2, where the psalmist moves from who God is as the shepherd to what He does.
我们看诗篇第二篇的时候, 那里面就重讲到神是什么,到他为我做什么。
My shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters.
我的牧者使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。
David is here describing his own personal experience with God.
大卫在这里讲到他个人与神的关系。
He says he makes me lie down.
他说他使我躺卧。
See, it's not always our nature to rest.
我们的本性。
But Christ as our shepherd makes us rest.
但是耶稣基督的牧,这位牧者他使我们安息。
There was a man who was a shepherd and he wrote a book about Psalm 23 from a standpoint of a shepherd.
有一个曾经放过羊的人,他从牧人的角度写过一本书来讲到诗篇第23篇。
And drawing from his own experience as a shepherd, he said that there were four things.
从他个人牧羊的经历,他讲到说有四件事。
Four things that could prevent a sheep from lying down.
四件事使羊不能安息。
One is hunger.
一是饥饿。
Second is fear.
二是惧怕。
Third is antagonism from other sheep.
三是来自其他羊的对抗。
And fourth is irritation from flies or insects.
第四是从苍蝇和昆虫来的骚扰。
So if you ever see a pasture and you see sheep lying down,
当你看到羊躺卧在青草地上的时候,
it means they're satisfied.
说明他们满足了。
They're well fed.
他们吃饱了。
They are unafraid.
他们不怕了。
And they are unannoyed.
他们也不受干扰了。
And it takes a good shepherd to create that environment for them.
而这样的一个环境是需要一个牧者为他们所创造的。
The shepherd removes all the things that take the rest of the sheep away.
牧人将所有使羊不能安息的东西除去。
And makes the sheep lie down.
让羊能够安息。
As Christians,
作为基督徒,
sometimes we can be annoyed. We can have our rest upset.
有的时候我们会心烦，有的时候我们会心烦意乱。
Sometimes all it takes is someone to say a wrong word to us.
只要有一个人对我们说了一句话。
and our minds go off with restless thoughts.
我们的心就不知道想到哪里去了。
It's like a fly buzzing around your head.
就好像你头上有一个苍蝇在飞。
Or another obnoxious sheep bumping up against you.
或者另外一个讨厌的羊撞到你。
And you lose your rest and you lose your peace.
你就失去了你的平安和安息。
But Christ deals with these things.
但是神会除去这些事。
He fills your hunger.
他让你不再饥饿,
and your thirst.
你的饥渴,
and he makes you lie down and rest.
他让你躺下休息。
Brethren, if Jesus is your shepherd,
如果耶稣是我们的牧人,
you as his people shall not want.
作为他的子民,
you will lack nothing.
你一无所缺,
he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
按照他的丰富和荣耀,
he has provided you with a complete salvation to which you need add nothing.
他为你提供了完备的救恩，让你一无所缺。
He so much takes care of your life that you need to be anxious for nothing.
他完全照顾了你一切，你不需要为任何事情忧虑。
Even in the unpleasant things in life, you can trust your good shepherd.
即使在不舒服的环境里面，你也可以信靠你的牧人。
He will take you through green pastures and still waters.
他带你到青草地时，到领你到可安息的水边。
As well as dark valleys and valleys of death.
也带你经过死亡的黑暗的幽谷。
And he will guide you to your final destination.
他带你到最终的目的地。
So you need not fear.
所以你不需要害怕。
In fact, we can be comforted by the fact.
事实上我们心可以这样得到安慰说,
that our shepherd will defeat all of our most fiercest enemies.
我们的牧人他可以胜过我们一切最可怕的仇敌。
As he leads us in paths of righteousness,
他带我们走义路。
The psalmist says in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，却不怕遭害。为什么呢？因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
David is reflecting on the pastoral, shepherdly care that God has for him.
大卫在这里回想，是神作为一个牧人如何的曾经照顾和带领他。
And he says first in verse 3, He restores my soul.
首先他在第三节说，你使我的灵魂苏醒。
He knows that he needs to be revived by God.
他知道他需要神来复兴他。
He knows he needs the grace of God to restore and refresh him.
他知道他需要神来使他苏醒，来更新他。
Then secondly, he said he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake.
然后他说他为他的名引导我走义路。
As the shepherd leads the sheep along the trails,
当牧人领着羊在路上走的时候,
he begins to realize that the shepherd, the trails that the shepherd is leading him on is the right path. It's a righteous path.
羊就会慢慢地发现牧人所领导他走的这条路乃是义路。
So as you're following the good shepherd, you are on a path of righteousness.
当你跟着牧人的时候, 你就在这条义路之上。
As you follow the shepherd, you are happy, you are secure.
当你跟从这个牧人的时候, 你会欢喜, 你会安全。
But when you stray from the shepherd's path,
但是当你偏离了牧人的道路时,
that is when you fall into danger.
那你就落在危险之中。
Now, this does not always mean that the path of following the shepherd is always going to be comfortable.
这不是说我们跟从牧人的道路永远是舒服的。
It doesn't mean that we'll always be happy with our circumstances as we follow the good shepherd.
也不是说当我们跟从好牧人的时候，我们的环境总是让我们心满意足。
But we know that while our eyes are on the shepherd, that he is restoring us, he is leading us.
但是我们知道，当我们定睛在牧人身上的时候，他就会带领我们，他就会使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He's ordering our steps, working all things together for our good.
他安排我们的道路是万事互相效力，让我们得益处。
So my brother and sister in Christ, be encouraged that even if you find yourself on a treacherous path.
所以我的弟兄姐妹，让我们真的让我们能够得到这样的激励，就是当即使当我们走在艰险的道路上的时候。
There may be things that are threatening you.
也许有你受到威胁。
You may look to the right and to the left and see evil on both sides.
当你左顾右盼的时候，你看到两边都有仇敌。
Don't look around, keep your eyes on the good shepherd.
不要左顾右盼，要定睛在你的牧人身上。
You may not feel that you're on the best road.
也许你不觉得这是最好的道路。
You may feel that there's something frightening.
你也许感到有些事情让你畏惧。
No.Do not lose heart.
但是不要灰心，不要惧怕。
He will restore your soul and lead you in paths of righteousness.
他会使你的灵魂苏醒，为他的名引导你走义路。
Who would not want to be led by such a good shepherd?
谁不愿意让这样的好牧人来引导你呢？
As the Lord Jesus Christ.
像耶稣基督这样的好牧人。
He leads me in paths of righteousness, verse 3.
第三节，他引导我走义路。
Why? For his name's sake.
为什么？为着他的名。
See, God's reputation is at stake here.
神的名在这里。
He's leading you in righteousness for his name's sake.
他引导你走义路是为着他的名。
He will lead you and he will get you to the destination because...His name, because of his own name's sake.
为着他名的缘故，他要引导你到最后的终点。
God does what he does for his own glory.
神所做的都是为着他自己的荣耀。
And God acts for his own name's sake.
神为着他的名而做事。
And today, if you're a Christian, God saved you for His own glory.
今天如果你是基督徒的话，神是为着他的荣耀而拯救你。
And that should be the bedrock and security of your faith.
这应当是我们信心的根基。
Because your salvation is not dependent upon how faithful you are.
因为你的拯救不在乎你有你有多大信心。
But upon how faithful God is to His own glory.
而是神对他的荣耀是何等的信实。
And if He saved you,
如果他救了你，
He will lead you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
他为着他的名要引导你走义路。
His reputation and His glory is bound up in the security of the flock.
他的名和他的荣耀乃是和他的羊群记在一起。
So your salvation is fully unto his glory.
所以你的救恩就是为着他完全的荣耀。
From start to finish.
从开始到结束。
It is all of God.
都是神。
To suggest otherwise robs God of his glory.
如果有任何其他的说法都是抢夺神的荣耀。
Now as we come to verse 4, it says, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，却不怕遭害。
All of a sudden, this lovely pastoral scene,
忽然之间，这个这跟随牧羊，这个美好的道路
changes as we see enemies coming on the scene.
当我们看到在这个画面里面出现仇敌的时候而有所改变。
There are enemies seeking to devour the flock.
有仇敌想要吞吃羊群。
They are thieves and robbers who have no interest in the flock.
还有强盗，还有盗贼，还有强盗，他们并不关心羊群。
And the psalmist calls this the valley of the shadow of death.
诗篇说这就是死荫的幽谷。
I believe one of the reasons this psalm is such a favorite to many Christians is the fact that it speaks to people who are in danger, in despair, in pain.
我相信诗篇之所以被许多的基督徒所喜爱，其中一个原因就是这里面讲到我们面临的困境，我们面临的死亡，我们面临的各样的难处。
It contains the cries of great suffering.
讲到我们在痛苦之中的哭泣。
And that's why the psalmist calls it here the valley of the shadow of death.
所以为什么这就是诗篇为什么在这里面说死荫的幽谷。
And you need to realize that no matter how young or old you might be here today,
你要知道今天不管你是多么年轻或者多么的年迈,
that one day there will be a tombstone with your name on it.
有一天有一个墓碑上面要刻着你的名字。
We are today one day closer to death than we were yesterday.
跟昨天相比我们今天离死又近了一天。
That's a reality, that's a fact, you can't deny it.
这是事实,
no one likes to talk about death, but it's a reality.
没有人喜欢讲,谈论死亡,
but listen to this great promise here. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I will not fear.
这里面说,当我经过死荫幽谷的时候,
Why will he not fear?
为什么他不怕?
He says, for thou art with me, for you are with me, the presence of the shepherd.
因为你与我同在,
he is with me.
因为他与我同在。
I think it's interesting that he calls it the valley of the shadow of death, because death is merely a shadow to the Christian.
这很有意思, 为什么这里面说是死荫的幽谷? 为什么呢? 因为死亡对基督徒来讲不过是一个影子。
Sickness, death,
疾病, 死亡,
adversity, trials,
试炼, 困苦,
whatever it is that is terrifying you or stalking you,
这些是我们惧怕的事,
know that it is merely a shadow,
不过都是影子,
and that your good shepherd will lead you through it.
而你的好牧人会带你经过这样,
Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, abolished death.
耶稣基督, 我们的好牧人, 他胜过死亡,
and brought life and immortality through the gospel.
借着福音把生命和不朽带给我们,
and with him, even though we will all pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
跟从他, 虽然我们都要经过死荫的幽谷,
we will not fear,
我们却不怕遭害,
because he will carry us through the valley.
因为他会带领我们经过死荫的幽谷,
he will lead us out of the darkness,
他带我们经过, 他带我们,
out of the shadows. He's not worried. The psalmist is not worried. He says, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Then he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
然后他说, 你的杖, 你的竿都安慰我。
His rod and staff, what are the rod and staff of the shepherd?
牧人的杖和竿是什么呢?
Well, one missionary, an Indian missionary who traveled in the Himalayan mountains, observed shepherds.
有一位在印度的宣教士，他在山区，他经过山区的时候，他观察到。
And he noticed these shepherds carry two instruments with them, two tools.
他发现呢，牧人手中有两个工具。
And one is kind of like a crook, like a hook.
有一个呢，看上去是像一个钩一样。
And every time the sheep would get too close to the edge of the cliff that they were walking on,
每当有一只羊太靠近他们走的路旁边的悬崖的时候,
the shepherd would take this hook, and he would just pull the legs of the sheep.
他就会用那个钩来勾住羊的腿。
He would pull them back into the fold.
然后呢,把它带回到羊群,
gently using this hook.
他就是很轻轻地用这个钩把它带回来。
In the other hand, the shepherd would carry a long rod.
牧人的手中同时呢,还有一个很长的杆,
twisted with iron in the lower half.
在那个顶端是用金属包扎的。
And with that rod, he would beat away wolves and hyenas and other animals that threatened the sheep.
他用这个杆呢, 他就能够赶走狼羊和其他的野兽。
The rod was never used on the sheep.
这个杆从来不用来打羊。
So he had these two instruments in his hand, one for the sheep and one for the enemies of the sheep.
所以他手中有这两样东西, 一样是为着羊, 另外一样是为着狼。
Isn't it a comfort to us, brothers and sisters, to know that our good shepherd has a rod and a staff?
弟兄姐妹，当我们知道我们牧人他手里面有杖有杆的时候，是不是带给我们带来安慰呢？
A rod to drive away our enemies.
他的杆能够驱走我们的仇敌。
And a staff to gently bring us back when we wander.
当我们迷路的时候，他的杖就把我们温柔地挽回。
Jesus Christ will not let go of you.
耶稣基督不会让你离开。
He will not let you fall off the cliff.
他不会让你从悬崖上坠落。
You may even now be wandering.
也许现在你正在徘徊。
You may be on the edge of a cliff.
你也许已经走到了悬崖的边上。
You may be playing with sin.
也许你在罪中。
You may be playing with this world.
你也许在这个世界里面。
But he will not let you go.
但是他不会让你离开。
He has a staff in his hand, and he'll draw you back.
他手中的杆，他手中的杖会把你带回来。
You may be under great attack of the evil one.
也许仇敌正在猛烈地攻击你。
You may be experiencing the trial of your life.
也许你生命中正在遭受试炼。
You could be confident that you have a good shepherd.
但是你的心可以得到安慰，因为你有一个好牧人。
And he has a rod in his hand, and he's going to drive those enemies away.
因为他手上的杆要赶走你的仇敌。
For there is no weapon that is formed against you that will prosper.
因为没有任何一样诡计能够得逞。
Our shepherd is so good.
我们的牧人是这样的好。
He's so good. Get this in verse 5 now.
第五节告诉我们他是如何的好。
Not only does he protect you, not only does he keep you, but get this.
他不仅仅保护你，他不单单保守你。
He says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
Not only does he protect you, not only does he keep you,
他不单单保护你保守你
not only is he walking you carefully among wolves, among enemies,
不单单他在仇敌在狼群之中精心地保护你
but he is so confident,
他这样的有信心
that he's laying out a picnic blanket in the midst of enemies,
在仇敌的当中他为你摆设宴席
that's the confidence that the Lord Jesus Christ has,
这是神他里面的自信
He can take his flock into any situation.
他可以带着他的羊到任何的环境。
And deliver us safely.
能够安全地保守我们。
Jesus is never upset or ruffled.
耶稣基督他从来不会对我们发怒。
He never loses his confidence.
他从来不会失去他的自信。
He will see you through.
他会带你。
When all of life is collapsing around you.
当你周围所有的生命都，当所有的生活都，所有的生活都啊倾倒的时候
，When people seem to be all against you，
当所有的人都反对你的时候
，When you struggle in the dark valleys，
当你在黑暗里面挣扎的时候
，He will see you through to the end，
他会带你到终点
，And you will find yourself on the other side，
你会发现神带你到另外一边。
Verse 5 continues, he says,
第五节继续说,
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头, 使我的福杯满溢。
And then in verse 6,
第六节又说,
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Goodness and mercy.
恩惠慈爱怜悯。
The goodness and mercy of God.
神的恩惠和怜悯。
Think of them as two sheepdogs.
你把他们可以比喻成牧人的两条牧羊犬。
In this journey of life, as the shepherd is leading us.
当牧人带我们走这条路的时候。
And we're looking forward at the good shepherd.
我们向前看着牧人。
All you see is his back.
所看到的只是他的后背。
And sometimes when you don't see his face and you just see his back, you don't see all that he is.
当你看不到他的脸，只能看到背后的时候，很多时候你看不清楚。
So every now and then he sends these two sheepdogs back.
但是呢，他常常呢将这两个牧羊犬，他放出这两条牧羊犬。
One is named goodness and one mercy.
一个是恩惠，一个是怜悯。
And they are there to remind us of the nature of the Good Shepherd.
他来提醒我们神他自己的性情。
That he is good and he is merciful.
他是恩惠的，他是怜悯的。
Now also notice David has two time frames in mind here.
我们也看到大卫在这里面有两从两个角度讲到时间。
Look at verse 6 again.
第六节说
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, right? Two ways. All the days of my life, one. And then he says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
他讲到一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Two time frames.
两个时间的角度。
All the days of my life.
我一生。
And forever.
和一世。
We must live with both in mind.
我们要活在这两个角度里面。
We live in light of the present today.
我们活在今天。
And eternity.
也永世。
These are the only 2 days that matter to us.
这对我们来讲只有这两个跟我们有关系。
Today.
今天。
And forever.
和永世。
Too many make the mistake
很多人他们犯了错误
of living a lot their lives and making their decisions
在他们的生活当中做了错误的决定
without thinking of eternity
因为没有想到永世
We worry about our future
我们为未来而忧虑
We worry about the mistakes of the past
我们为过去的错误而忧虑
But we must live for today
我们要为今天
and the future
以及未来而活
Don't live your life without thinking about eternity.
不要只活在今天而忘记永世。
Today you might be a young person, you might be a teenager, you might be in your 20s.
今天你却很年轻，你只有十几岁、二十几岁。
And you think eternity is a long way off.
你觉得永恒离你非常的遥远。
But we must look at reality.
但是我们要看到现实。
And there are things that are not seen beyond this life.
还有在我们今生看不到的事。
And we must live our lives today in accordance with the reality of eternity.
我们要为着永世的真实而活在今天里面。
That one day this life will be over.
有一天这个生命要结束，有一天今世要结束。
And you will stand before God as your judge.
你要在神这位审判者的面前。
And he will ask you, what are you doing today?
他要问你今天做了什么。
With the words that you hear today.
你今天听了这话，你做了什么？
Are you believing them? Are you trusting Christ?
你相信这些话，你信靠耶稣基督吗？
For your trust today,
因着你今天的信靠，
will affect your eternity.
会影响到你的永世。
That's why you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today, while today is the day of salvation.
这就是为什么今天你要相信耶稣基督，因为今天是拯救的日子。
Because no one is guaranteed another day.
因为没有人能够保证另外一天。
And this psalm focuses our attention on eternity.
所以这首诗篇让我们能够关注到我们的永世。
The last line says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
最后一节说，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Now many times this psalm is recited at funerals.
在很多的葬礼上都会用到这首诗篇。
And I think the reason why is because they're such comforting words.
原因就是这里面的话这样的安慰我们。
And as you hear the psalm, it gets your mind to focus on the reality of eternity.
因为当我们读这首诗篇的时候，它把我们的注意力就摆在永恒之中。
There's a comfort knowing that we have a good shepherd who would carry us through life.
然后我们知道我们有这个好牧人，他一生带领我们，所能够带给我们的安慰。
Driving away all of our enemies.
能够驱走我们所有的仇敌。
And bringing us safely.
把我们安全地带到
home.
回家。
There are so many testimonies and stories about Psalm 23, which are connected to the death of God's children.
关于诗篇二十三篇有许多的见证，很多的故事都讲到这些啊，我们神的儿女的他们的死去。
There's a story of two, faithful women in Scotland back in 1681.
有一个在啊发生在苏格兰1861年的讲到两个年轻的姐妹的故事。
And these two women were being led to the gallows to be hung, martyred for their faith.
因着他们的信心，这两个年轻的姐妹被带到啊被带到刑场，要被吊死。
And as they were being led to be hung, one turned to the other and said, Let's sing Psalm 23 together.
在他们寻道的路上，一个姐妹对另外一个姐妹说，让我们一同来唱诗篇第23篇。
There are countless number of deathbeds that have been comforted with Psalm 23.
有许许多多在病床上面临死亡的人，他们因着诗篇23篇而得到安慰。
One was the Jewish German poet Heinrich Heine.
其中有一个是德意的犹太诗人。
He lived his life as an atheist and a mocker of the Christian faith.
他的一生都是无神论者，都是讥笑耶稣基督的信仰。
Until he got sick and was confined to his bed.
当他生病被捆绑在病床上的时候。
And he picked up the Psalms.
他拿起诗篇。
And he composed his final work.
他完成了他最后的作品。
On the Good Shepherd.
讲到好牧人。
Giving his soul to God.
将他的灵魂交给神。
As his shepherd.
成为他的牧人。
Let me just say a word again to you who are younger here.
让我对这里年轻人再说一句。
Some of you have not been touched by death yet.
你们当中有些人现在还没有接触到死亡。
Maybe you've experienced the death of a grandparent, perhaps.
也许你的祖父那一辈，他们死啊，也许你看到你的祖父他们死了。
But the idea of your own mortality is far from you.
而你这种你自己有一天会死这种念头 对你来讲好像太遥远了。
You take it for granted that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and be able to go to school or go to work.
你以为明天你当然可以起来，可以去上学，可以去工作。
I would say to you,
但是我要对你说，
live today in light of the reality of the day of your death.
但是我要让你今让你我要我真的是要告诉你，你要今天你这样活着，你要知道有一天你会死去。
Don't let anyone sell you a bill of goods. There is a debt. You will be touched by death one day.
不要让别人欺骗你，因为有一天死亡也会临到你。
Life is not all green pastures and quiet waters.
因为我们的生命不是永远是青草地，是安息的水边。
There are valleys of darkness.
也有死荫的幽谷。
And there are valleys of death.
也有死因的幽谷
that you will need a good shepherd
你需要一个好牧人
to navigate for you
来带领你
In closing, let me ask you all a very important question
当我结束的时候问大家一个非常重要的问题
Is Jesus Christ your shepherd?
耶稣基督是你的牧者吗
Are you following the good shepherd?
你有没有跟从好牧人
You say, of course, I memorized this psalm The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want
你说当然了，因为耶和华，我能够背下来。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
I memorized the psalm in Sunday school. I can recite it.
我在主日学里面已经能够学会背诗篇23篇，我能够背诵。
I didn't ask that question.
我问的不是这个问题。
I said, "Is the Lord your shepherd?"
我说的是，耶和华是你的牧人。
Are you following your shepherd?
你有没有跟随你的牧者？
Because whether you realize it or not,
不管你知道与否,
everyone in this room is following the voice of a shepherd.
我们每一个人在这个房间里，每一个人都在听一个牧人的声音。
I have to warn you that there are other voices besides the good shepherd.
我要警告你，除了好牧人之外，还有其他的声音。
There are other words that are competing for your attention than the word of God.
还有其他的声音，他们跟神的话在他们跟神的话在争夺你。
There are other voices that would seek to lead you astray.
还有其他的声音要让你迷失。
That would even compete with the voice of the shepherd.
跟牧人的声音在争夺你。
And you need to be aware of who you're listening to.
你要清楚地知道你在听谁的声音。
Because the day of judgment is coming.
因为审判的日子正在来到。
And Jesus is going to divide the sheep from the goats.
因为耶稣基督要将山羊和绵羊分开。
And only those who can say of Jesus Christ, He is my shepherd.
只有那些能够说耶稣基督是我的牧者的人。
Will He say of them,
他对他们说,
They are my sheep.
你是我的羊。
The alternative is to be cast into outer darkness.
其他的呢，则要被丢在黑暗里。
Hell, which Jesus spoke about more than he spoke about heaven.
主耶稣讲到地狱的话比讲到 天上的话更多，
a place of,
天国的话更多，
a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth，
在那里哀哭切齿，
forever，
永远哀哭切齿。
Is the Lord your shepherd？
耶和华是你的牧者吗？
Are you walking with confidence in this life knowing that you're hearing His voice？
你在这个世上行走的时候，你有把握你听他的声音吗？
I would say to you today, friend, if you are not in the fold of Jesus Christ, that is, if He is not your shepherd,
亲爱的朋友，今天我对你说，如果你不在主的羊群里面，或者说他不是你的牧人，
I would ask you, what is it that keeps you out?
那我要问你，是什么使你不能这样？
Have you not seen how good He is?
你没有看到他多么的美好吗？
Have you not seen how He takes care of His own?
没有看到他如何的照看他自己的人吗？
Have you not seen how Jesus Christ gathers His sheep together, that His sheep hear His voice and they follow Him?
难道你没有看到 他将他羊群聚集在一起来跟从他吗？
Can you read Psalm 23 and say, yes, Jesus is all of these things for me?
你能够读诗篇23篇，然后说这一切耶稣基督就是这一切，这就是我这一切吗？
If not, then hear His voice today.
如果没有的话，愿你今天听他的声音。
Hear His voice calling you out of the fold of the world.
他的声音要呼召你从这个世界出来。
And into the fold of His sheep.
能够进入他的羊群。
If not, I hear Him inviting you today.
你听见他在邀请你。
To a glorious adventure.
一个荣耀的征途。
A life of green pastures.
一个青草地的生活，生命。
Quiet waters，
安息的水边。
Valleys of darkness，
虽然有死荫的幽谷。
Tables set before your enemies，
但是在仇敌面前为你摆设宴席。
It's an adventure. It's difficult.
这是一个有难，这是一个会有难处的道路。
But it ends safely at home。
但是可以带我们平安的到家。
In the shepherd's house forever.
在牧人的永远在耶和华的殿中。
What a glorious day it will be when the shepherd becomes the Lamb of glory who we sang about earlier.
当牧人成为荣耀，当牧人成为荣耀的王的时候，那是何等的荣耀。
What a glorious day it will be when the shepherd back when he turns his face toward us.
当牧人将他的背转回而面向我们的时候，那是何等荣耀的一天。
As he continues to lead us in increasing praise and adoration forever and ever.
当他用他的祷告带我们一直带领我们的时候，那是何等荣耀的一天。
If you're not a Christian here today, you won't be there that day.
如果你还不是基督徒的话，那一天你不会在那里。
You won't be there until you could say the Lord is my shepherd.
只有当有一天你说耶和华是我的牧者的时候，你才会在那样的地位。
I opened with the story of a Scottish boy.
我开始的时候讲到一个苏格兰的男孩。
A shepherd boy who was being visited by the two missionaries.
是那两个宣教士有一天碰到他在放羊的那个孩子。
And they taught him to memorize Psalm 23.
他们要他把诗篇二十三篇背诵下来。
And they told him one day when you will say it this way, the Lord is my shepherd, pointing to himself.
他们告诉他，有一天你会指着自己说，耶和华是我的牧者。
Well, the story concludes that the boy, the missionaries came back the next year.
故事是这样结束的，第二年这两个宣教士又回到苏格兰。
And they looked for the little boy, and they found that he had died in a snowstorm.
他们去找那个男孩，却发现他死在一场暴风雪里面。
And as far as I know, this is a true story.
我知道这，据我所知，这是一个真实的故事。
The people who discovered him said they found him in a peculiar pose.
那些找到他的人说，他们发现他死的时候有一个特别的姿势。
They found him frozen with his left forefinger pointing toward himself.
发现他冻僵的左指指着他自己。
The two men knew what that meant.
那两个人知道这个意思。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华。
And you're not a Christian.
如果你还不是基督徒。
You can use the personal pronoun, my.
直到你可以自己说我的。
Today he calls you by name. If you hear him calling, then come.
今天他按照你的名来呼召你，让你来呼召你，你听到他的名字的时候
，Come to His fold, come to His care.
来到他的圈，来到他的看顾。
For He is the good Shepherd who died.
因为他是为我们舍命的好牧人。
So that you would not have to.
所以你不会再死。
Let's bow our heads, and I'll read the Psalm one more time as we pray.
让我们低头祷告的时候，我们再读一遍诗篇第二十三篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
他带我在可安息的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷,
I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
也不怕遭害, 因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖, 你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前, 你为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
Forever.
直到永远。
Heavenly Father, it is my prayer that each one here would be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd."
我的祷告就是在这里的每一个都可以说耶和华是我的牧者。
And that one glad morning when this life is over,
当我们这生命结束，再有个荣耀的早晨，
they will dwell in the house, your house, forever.
我们都要住在你的殿中直到永远。
I pray this for the glory and namesake of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd.
为着我们主耶稣基督这个好牧人他荣耀的名我们这样的祷告
Amen
Amen